Jeremiah chapter 18. The word that came to Jeremiah from Yahweh, saying this: Arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause you to hear my words. And then I went down to the potter's house, and I saw that he produced a work upon the potter's wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter, and so he made it to be another vessel again, as it seemed good to the potter to do. Well, then the word of Yahweh came to me, saying this: O house of Yahweh, cannot I do with you just as this potter has done, says Yahweh? Just as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in my hand, O house of Israel. Suddenly I will speak concerning of a nation, and concerning a kingdom, in order to pluck it up and to pull it down and to destroy. If that nation against whom I pronounce such things turns from their evil, then I will repent of the evil that I thought to do to them. Suddenly I will speak concerning a nation and concerning a kingdom in order to build it up and to establish it. If it does evil in my sight so that it does not obey my voice, then I will repent of the good with which I said I would benefit them. Now speak to the men of Yehuda and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem by saying this: Thus says Yahweh, I purpose evil against you. I think of plans against you. Return you now every one away from his evil way, and make your ways and your doings good. And they said, There's no hope. Instead, we will walk after our own plans, and we will do every one according to the imagination of his evil heart. Thus says Yahweh, for this reason, do you ask yourselves now amongst the heathen, Who has heard of such things as the virgin of Israel has done? A very horrible thing. Will a man leave behind the snow of Lebanon that comes from the rock of the field? Will the cold flowing waters that come from another place be forsaken? Because my people have forgotten me. They've burned incense to uselessness and vanity, and they've caused themselves to stumble in their ways away from the ancient paths, to walk in pathways in a manner that is not lifted up, and they have caused themselves to make their land desolate, and a perpetual hissing. Everyone who passes through will be astonished and wag his head. I will scatter them like with an east wind before the enemy. I will show them the back and not the face in the day of their calamity. Well, then they said, Come, let us think of plans against Jeremiah, because the law will never perish, never cease from coming from the priest, nor will counsel cease from coming from the wise, nor the words from the prophet. Come on, let us strike him with the tongue, and let us not pay attention to any of his words. Give your attention to me, O Yahweh, and listen to the voice of those who contend with me. Will evil be recompensed for good? For they have dug a pit for my soul. Remember that I stood before you to speak good for them, so as to turn away your wrath away from them? For this reason, deliver up their children to the famine, and pour out their blood by the force of the sword, and let their wives be bereaved of their children, and be widows. And let their men be put to death, let their young men be killed by the sword in battle. Let a cry be heard from their houses, when you will bring a troop suddenly upon them, because they've dug a pit to take me, and they've hidden snares for my feet. And yet, Yahweh, you know all their counsel against me in order to kill me. Do not forgive their iniquity, neither blot out their sin from your sight, but let them be overthrown before you. Deal in this manner with them in the time of your anger. End of chapter.